so were you. I was that Birkenstock geek rock dude. You were the backflip, doe-eyed chink clown, earth mama, beautiful evergreen girl. I never thought that I could be getting my gray hair with you beside me, adding something blind to what you still see. It couldn't be better, I know. It shouldn't be easier. Ooh, oh, shouldn't stop waiting for the other boot to fall. Toy in your cereal box. Wanna be Carter in your peace talks. Wanna get almost too familiar, but still notice the way that you walk. You said you were going away, run on the tarmac, and I would lay down in front of the plane just to get you. Got everything I'd ever wanted here. Everything that this constant fear. Sure I'm gonna lose it all. Just waiting for the other boot to fall. Thought I could be replaced. I wouldn't just stop with an ear. I would cut off my whole fucking face just to make my point clear. It couldn't be better, I know. It shouldn't be easier. Shouldn't stop waiting for the other boot to fall. Waiting for the other boot to fall.
Thanks. Would you be willing to sing a harmony for me?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that. Just do the low part. I've also been asking people if they want, they can do a pirate solo when it gets to the instrumental. Whatever a pirate solo is. Or if you're good at creaky masked, exactly, if you're good at creaky masked sounds, you can do that too, whatever you like. What was it? There was some random... See, I get most of my media, I should say, I get a large portion of my media from Chicago. We realized we were crazy fanboys, and it's one of those things you never, it's like calling somebody really expecting to say, if anybody wants to come by the show tonight, we called Chicago Public Radio, and we were like, if anybody at the office wants to come by, we'd really like to have somebody. Just last minute, because you guys do Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and although I just heard that I was so sad about this. Did This American Life move?
Yeah.
They bastards. Oh.
He'll be back.
He needs to know better. Because a large portion of our day, I mean, literally, that's our thing. We have the podcast. We have every episode they ever put out on the podcast. And basically, we drive from city to city. And today we bust out, you know, we bust out the ukulele and we listen to This American Life and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So, and why was I going to mention this? Now, there was something about either harmony or pirates. Oh, it was parrots. Get depressed. There's a recent fact that it was supposedly of any commonly domesticated animal. This was on a recent Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. But there I was. Parrots are supposedly, they get more depressed than any other commonly domesticated animal. They're like 2-year-olds, I guess. That was the thing that I remember about when my kids were learning to speak, is when they know just enough to understand what you're saying, and they can't quite get themselves across, and they're always just, like, so frustrated. I taught them how to swear really early, because I figured that's precisely what all those words that most parents don't teach their children, that's precisely what they need. It's just, you know, they go, wah. It feels so much better. I recommend it. I'm going to write a parenting book soon. I figure if somebody can make millions and millions of dollars telling parents to stand outside their child's room and let them scream themselves to death, all the while through the door going, "It's okay, honey, I'm just past the door." I mean, that is psycho crap. That is psycho crap. All the baby wants and or needs is to be held by you, and they'll fall asleep. And it's like, it's just really weird. When you want to give a child a slightly torqued version of what affection is, just tell them you love them through the closed door.